Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Gary Goldman. I'm co-hosting today, and I'm very honored to have on the line Mahesh Haddar, who's the co-founder of Reservations.com. Haddar oversees technology strategy and process improvement, as well as the development of applying solutions that allow Reservations.com to anticipate and lead market transitions. Additionally, he also oversees the integration of new business models and fosters disruptive innovations for the company. Haddar has 15 plus years of experience tackling business challenges through strategic applications of technology. He has co-founded, built, and led technology initiatives for several successful companies, including Room Stays, Hotel Savings, Ticket Sizzle, iOutdoor, Airport Parking Reservations, as well as a number of others. Mahesh lives in Orlando, Florida, with his wife and two daughters. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. So tell us about the evolution and the beginning of this company. How did you get it rolling? How did it all start?
Well, I have been involved in the online travel and hotel reservation space for several years now. And what our industry has seen in the last, I would say, 2, 3, 4 years is a major consolidation between all the brands. So if you recall, Travelocity was purchased by Orbitz, and then Orbitz was purchased by Expedia. And really speaking, there are only two major brands in the OTA space, Expedia and Priceline, that exist today. And the divide for the typical space is between the brands like the Marriotts and Sheratons, the big brands, which are more of like a captive audience. You know, people booking with them can only book with them. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, they have the OTAs like Expedia's and Priceline, which are basically a walled garden sort of approach where they do provide you a choice, but the choice lies within their network. And then there are the metasearch people, which are like Kayak and others, which give you or bring to you the options that are available. But still, the options are only between the two different players that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. So at Reservations.com, we really saw a void in the industry. We feel there is a space for a consumer friendly brand that can provide good service, that can provide a seamless, frictionless booking experience that brings together these two different offerings. And then we are also building like a personalized bringing back, as they call it, back to the future of human touch sort of interface, where we are investing heavily in our 24-hour call centers, sales support, people you can call anytime to get help with your reservations. So that's how we kind of thought of building it, and we have been fortunate to have a very powerful, easily accepted, popular domain name like Reservations.com, which gives us a solid brand foundation to go after this initiative.
And how many hotels are you connected with at this point?
So we offer. Through our various integrations, we offer over 300,000 properties all around the world now.
Wow.
And we are expanding to another 100 or 150,000 additional properties that fall under the vacation rental or smaller boutique hotels and other areas in Europe and Asia. So we are constantly integrating more offerings within our site. But we already have around 300,000 properties that are available to us.
Mm-hmm. So we have the Thanksgiving vacation coming up shortly. My wife and I want to take a quick trip from Massachusetts down to Florida. Do you have any travel trips, tips for hotels for the long Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, Thanksgiving is one of those popular vacation timings. So, there are a few tips and tricks that can help you save a little bit of on your hotel reservations even during a very busy season like Thanksgiving. For example, there are many hotels offer what they call as hidden rates. These are rates that are not usually published on consumer-facing websites due to several rate restrictions and price parity and things like that. So it may be helpful for you to call into or log into a particular website. Call into the call center where you can talk to an agent, and they may be able to offer you certain hidden rates that are usually not available to you directly on a public-facing website.
So I see. The other thing, reservations, it could possibly get a better deal.
This is your NFL game preview, and we remind you that all the action.
Yes, you can get a better deal if you were to either sign up or call in and talk to an agent that can give you non-published rates. The other little thing is, a small tip: if people are traveling within their state, not traveling outside, a lot of hotels do offer discounts to state residents. For example, in Florida and Hawaii, you can get state resident discounts. So it's always a, or I guess it's never a bad idea to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And another small thing is, a lot of times people check out on Sundays. So Sundays have a very high availability day for hotels. They have lots of people checking out. So if you can check in on a Sunday, or Thanksgiving doesn't fall so much on that in this criteria, but if you are combining your trip with a family and a vacation trip and you have a hotel stay associated with it, checking in on a Sunday or including Sunday in your stay would bring down the overall average price of your stay, because
so
Sundays are usually high availability, low demand, so space for hotels.
Okay, what about big versus small? Should we be dealing with large hotel chains, or a lot of people now like to go to these boutique type hotels? What do you recommend as part of reservations.com?
I think definitely I would say that they are definitely a good option to consider. More and more smaller boutique hotels have now become very competitive in offering amenities and in offering certain specials to bring in and attract more consumers and more travelers. And they are offering free Wi-Fi or free breakfast or airport shuttle service. Smaller perks that are helpful to travelers. So unless you have like a very high loyalty program with a big chain where you always stay for business or you frequently stay with a chain in different cities, I think if it is a one-off travel, if it is a travel to a destination where you don't travel very frequently and you would like to explore a good option, then definitely boutique hotels are a way to go. One, just to experience something different, experience a smaller, more personalized feel, but also they are offering good benefits and perks to the travelers.
Okay, it's great. Thank you for sharing that. What about if I had like a couple of kids that I wanted to travel with? Are there certain hotels that I would want to stay at and others that maybe I would want to steer away from? Are there certain hotels that may offer programs for kids that would be great for them that are affordable for the average consumer?
Definitely. So especially here in Florida, resort destinations, family-friendly destinations like Orlando, that's where we are based out of, you should definitely consider hotels that offer a few different categories of amenities that are very helpful for a family-friendly vacation. Now, some of these are hotels with good resort pools that have slides and that have certain other water activities that would keep the kids busy. A lot of hotels offer, assisted childcare or kids activity centers where you can drop off the kids under good, safe supervision for a few hours or a little more than a few hours a day, and that gives a little break time for parents to enjoy the pool or have a nice meal. So a lot of hotels, it keeps the kids busy, keeps them engaged. So a lot of hotels offer that, so it's a good idea to find out. A lot of hotels also have meal plans, and you know, they're all-inclusive drink or meal plans, or kids eat free programs in hotels in Orlando and other family-friendly destinations. So that can come in very handy because, you know, families spend a lot in drinks and things like that, and having a meal plan or kids eat free plan helps save money. Other than that, you know, one small tip that I like to tell friends mostly when they are traveling is, when you're traveling with a family, especially if you have a little bit younger children, you may feel that you can get a suite, and a suite will give you extra space and save you money. But I would always recommend to check for two adjoining rooms, even if they are double beds, because that way you get more space. You get a proper bed rather than a pull-out couch or something, or a roll-away bed. And suites are even if smaller, suites are usually more expensive than the two adjoining rooms. So I would definitely check on that, and you know, those would be a few of my suggestions when you're traveling with a family, especially kids.
And what about for our listeners overall who are traveling on a budget? Have any further suggestions in that area, Mahesh?
In terms of saving money on hotel reservations,
yes,
or
overall, in terms of saving money, yeah.
Yes, you know, there are several different possibilities these days. Like I said, hidden rates and unpublished rates by calling in or logging into a website or calling into the website's call center is a good way to do that. If you are really last minute, then there are certain specials that are available from hotels for last minute travel that you can explore. If you are the checking in on a Sunday and checking in for as a state resident rates is another example. There are also certain insider only type of specials. So if you sign up for if you know where you're going to stay, or if you know that there is a particular chain of hotels that you're going to stay, it's always a good idea to sign up for their loyalty program or for their mailing list or newsletter, because they would usually have some insider-only promotions that they can send to you, that they usually send to people who are signed up on the lists, that can save you either on the room rate or give you certain additional perks that will eventually save you money. Those are, you know, for reservations.com, you can call in our 24-hour travel agents. They are trained and they're helpful in, helping you decide, as well as helping you find special rates and discounts. So those would be some of my suggestions if you're traveling on a budget and, you know, looking for some deals. Oh, another thing would be if you're traveling to a major destination and, if the location can be a little bit flexible for you, then you might want to stay slightly away from the exact city centers, and you will typically find those hotels would have more discounted rates.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the co-host of Radio Entrepreneurs. You can find us on the web. You can find us through LinkedIn. You can find us through all sorts of social media. We're in 37 countries around the world. And today I've had the honor to talk to Mahesh Haddad, one of the co-founders of Reservations.com, which is a leading online hotel booking platform. It's headquartered in South Florida. The website is dedicated to helping travelers make the best decisions possible for their upcoming hotel selections. Reservations.com offers a user-friendly design with features including descriptions, deals, pricing information, reviews, and instant booking confirmation. Is there anything that you want to leave with us today, Mahesh? It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you as well. Happy holidays, safe travels, and I wish all the best to all your listeners.
That's Mahesh Haddad, reservations.com. This is Gary Goldman, co-host Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.
Thank you.